Trina Tamati joins us. Trina is from Ngāti Mutunga Ngāti Kākanginu and is the Manahotu o Whariki. She's an award-winning senior business executive bringing a kitty of knowledge spanning 2.5 decades across governance and business administration, leadership, mentorship, coupled with tertiary quals in psychology, comms, and Māori development. Great to have you on the program again. E te tuine. Tēnā koe, Trina.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Fresh, didn't that sound flash?
Well, when you line up the CV, it can go, gee, I didn't realise I'd done all those things across the course of my career. But that's the reality.
Sounds awesome.
Good on you, Trina. Awesome. It's great to talk again. Kei te pai, Trina. Really nice to talk with you. And it's been a while since we've had a yarn, so ngā mihi e te tuhine. Listen, I know that you're keeping an eye on business Māori in particular, and we've been concerned about the flooding, and many businesses have taken a hit, some significantly. Have you sort of gauged the lay of the land, or in this case, sort of lay of the water, and how Māori businesses might have fared last time and this, Trina?
So the team, myself and the team, have been working sort of furiously over the last 72 hours anyway, just reaching out to the community as much as we possibly can, either via surveys or, you know, direct phone calls or emails, just to check in, make sure everybody's okay. And yes, unfortunately, there has been some really hard hit areas of our whānau, of our community, and have lost, you know, homes if they work from home, recording studios in their homes and bits and pieces in Greylin and stuff, and they've been completely wiped out, which is not good. Many of them don't have insurance. That was just one cost too many coming out of COVID that they couldn't afford. And unfortunately, business continuity insurance is just non-existent with most of them, and I'm talking sort of, 60 to 65% of our community that we've spoken to anyway. Then there are the other end of town who are all good, and they are the ones that are reaching out to others and helping out. The level of resilience in our people is just awesome. Offering up their own premises to help if displaced whānau need office locations to work out of over the coming days, weeks. Particularly in West Auckland, and getting out there and helping with the cleanup as well. So, it's kind of a tale of two cities, really, in terms of, yes, we've got some really badly affected whānau, and then we've got those that are just hitting the ground and trying to help and reaching out and sort of taking it one step to hold someone else's hand, which is just awesome.
Thanks, Trina. Are there some learning opportunities here? Sure, it's a flood or a deluge in volumes that we couldn't have anticipated, but now we talk global warming and perhaps people suggesting that these sorts of events will be more common rather than less going forward. So what are our businesses learning from the experience, Trina?
Yeah. Look, I'm stressing to everyone that I talk to, and I can't heed this any louder, business continuity plans that mitigate major events like these. We kind of went through the pandemic and we heard it a lot, get your plans in place, get yourself set up to function in events, whether it's flooding, whether it's pandemics, whatever it might be that's coming. We're going to see these regularly, and they're talking cyclical every six months, 12 months, 2 years. And you need to get your business mitigation plans in place. So it basically, in basic terms, have your plans for what happens when an event or a disaster hits of any scale, staffing, income, loss of wages, stock, how you can move around the city when traffic and roads are closed, schools closing. Nobody would have foreseen that 2 days ago, that, a blanket sweep of closing of schools, which has, caused parents. And a lot of our Pākehi Māori are female-operated entities, so they're now home with their tamariki. And we need to have plans in place and networks of support around us, and that takes planning. So one of the biggest things I'm advocating for at the moment with central and local government is around how do we get help to our businesses in terms of consultants and advisors who can go into our businesses and actually work with them to get these plans in place now. They're needed, and we're going to need them going forward. You know, you've just got to get used to this kind of unfortunate sort of circumstance that we're finding ourselves in. And, you know, Karoha, ki te whānau, who are, you know, going through it really tough right now, especially after the past 2 years. But, yeah, planning. Plan.
Tēnā koe, Trina. I wonder whether the work of the organisation you head, which is an umbrella group representing the interests of Māori business, whether seeing the support that you've been able to give to businesses at this time of need might in fact encourage more Māori businesses to align with the organisation that you head. Are there some upsides to what's been a difficult week or so?
Absolutely. So Whareke Business Trust, Māori Business Trust, it's free to be part of our network and our community. You know, so please, nau mai, haere mai, just jump onto the website, sign up so that we've got your details, so that we can stay in touch with you, so we can keep you informed, so we can advocate on your behalf to, you know, government officials and council, and we can make sure that Māori business voice is heard. You know, my team and I are here. We're doing everything we can to try and make sure that we're seen and we're heard. So please, if you are sort of hanging out there by yourself and you need that network or that community, come on in and we will make sure that we can help you as best we possibly can. Equally, if you're not and you're not signed up and you just want to know where everything is, obviously social media is a big one. So, you know, follow as many on Facebook and Instagram as you can, or LinkedIn as you can, and just make sure that you're getting the updates and so that you know where to go for information and support from other Māori businesses as well.
Tēnā koe, Trina. Good talking with you. All the best coming to terms with the damage done and also helping Māori business move forward. Great to hear your voice again. Tēnā koe, Trina.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. You're with Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 6.